It was January 2023. I was on the verge of going crazy. Mentally, emotionally, spiritually. I don't know if I just reached my threshold of narcissistic abuse or if I was finally getting the courage to do what I wanted to do. All I know is suddenly I could no longer take the call. The idea of it felt unbearable. And seeing his name on my phone felt like a weapon coming in for another attack on my nervous system. Another conversation designed to steal my good vibration. To push me off track. To distract me from my project. To keep me away from her. But it's so hard to believe that someone you think you know and trust would actually be the one trying to kill you. Hurt you. When I try to make sense of why this happened to us, I don't have the answers, other than I was an easy target. When and where I was targeted, I don't know. But I think I know why. And the why is what gave me the courage to finally say bye-bye. And I'll never forget the day. It felt very similar to the day that I had to go in for my first chemotherapy treatment. You do it because you think it's going to save your life, but you can never really prepare for what's to come when you finally do it. When you roll up your sleeve and willingly get injected with pink feck. Likewise, when you finally go no contact with the narcissist, you can't prepare for the aftermath of entanglement. But something inside of you finally doesn't give a shit. Finally, you see whatever you've been afraid of. Does it compare to what you were dealing with? Not even a little bit. Much like what's happening here on this planet and the stuff that we keep in a secret. So it's already worst case scenario. And that's on purpose. All by design. The system is designed to enslave us just like the narcissist does. And ignorance is not bliss. And when you really look at the layers and effects, you'll see that you are in fact on a plane that's going down in flames. So while jumping off the plane might seem insane, if you jump, you might just discover that you have wings and that you can fly. And so jumping could save your life. And of course, at first it won't feel like it. At first, you'll panic. You'll think you made a mistake. You jumped before you were ready. You needed more time to prepare. But the thing is, you can never really be prepared when they're always there burning you with their fire of jealousy. So if you've been trapped by them, your only way out is to jump and hope for the best. Hope that you find a safe place to live. That's what I did. And after I made the decision to go no contact, that's when the calls started to escalate. The desperate need to maintain control over me was being exposed via the emails and text messaging. The love bombing. But I didn't buy it. Because now I know what love is and this ain't it. And I know he felt my switch flip. My no contact gives him a panic attack and he calls the police to come and check on me because he thinks something bad happened to me, because he thinks he owns me and he can imagine why all of a sudden I would go bye-bye. I guess he doesn't realize how much I hate bad guys and how this entire time I was only his fake friend because I was afraid of him because he reminded me of someone I was afraid of when I was a kid. So I knew that the narcissist can be ruthless. And their biggest fear is being exposed for who they really are. The false self. The lies and the crimes. Take the mask off and what you see is a nobody. An empty vessel who just uses people to feel real. And he used me because I was a nice person. And I was weak. Desperate. I wanted a way out of my cancer situation. and I thought he was it. But he wasn't. Not even a little bit. The truth is, I knew it. And if it wasn't for cancer treatment and a major financial setback, this situationship never would have happened. Because I would never be friends with someone like him, because friends don't do what he did. And even if I'm wrong about what I think he did, I know I'm not wrong about all of it, because I have the evidence. And the real reason I got caught up in his trap is because I didn't trust myself. I didn't love myself. I didn't have boundaries in place. But that's because I grew up with a narcissist who was always screaming in my face. So I wasn't allowed to have boundaries in place. I wasn't allowed to be me. I wasn't allowed to be me. To be seen. So I was groomed to disappear. And when kids are raised in these conditions, they have two options. Appease abuser or be abandoned by abuser. It's a double-edged sword because kids, need their parents' support. So needless to say, either way, children who are raised this way will grow up and become the abuser as a form of self-defense, or they become a people pleaser and will do whatever they can to appease their abuser as a form of self-defense. Thus, the battle of the narcissist versus the borderline is futile because no one wins, not even a little bit. And then we have these times when one can experience so much trauma in a short period of time, which causes a major internal divide. They disassociate. They sink into a pit of prolonged grief. And grief makes it hard to breathe. It makes it impossible to move forward because there is no point. So you end up with a lot of pain in the body, which leads to depression and hopelessness because you can't ever seem to rise above whatever happened. You feel like you're drowning in quicksand. You think it's you, until you realize that you've been conned by a con man, a professional con artist, the covert narcissist. But lucky for me, I still had pieces of the athlete in me, and the human being in me, the empath in me, and the artist that I was dying to be. And I knew that who I had become was not who I was. Yes, my childhood was rough, but he was the roughest of all. He was a bulldozer, an atomic bomb. But because of all that, I discovered that I am surprisingly strong, highly empathic, extremely intuitive, and I have a gigantic spiritual team that is keeping me aligned to the quest, to the ascension process. And they're the ones that pushed me off the burning plane before I went insane. And that's when my life changed and I was forced to turn pro. The process is painful. First, you have to accept the damage. Unlearn what you've been taught and learn new stuff. And I had to figure out how to function on my own. Now that I'm not being fully controlled, I had to remember who I am and take care of myself without co-depending on them. And for a long time, you feel like you don't exist. You feel incompetent. You feel like you're stuck in the abyss. But it's in this place of darkness and uncertainty that we really have to put our faith and trust in God in a way you wouldn't do if you weren't desperate enough to do so. So I felt like God was my only option. But I didn't even know what God was, to be honest. But through research I learned, and through meditation I learned, and prayer I learned, and I raised my frequency a little more every day. And God did catch me just in time. The day I thought I was done for good, that's when God comes in and gives me a cushion. And I land it with grace and comfort. And for the first time in my life, I felt like I could finally catch my breath. For the first time, I can be present. I can relax, rest. Now I can finally get to know myself. No narcissist in my background distract me from myself. Now I am safe. And this is when I officially started Pro Tips Digest Collection. It's like the new version of me was finally free to come out and be seen. And she wanted to talk about a lot of juicy things. Things to do with health, wealth, and love, and health, wealth, and love, and narc stuff. Because it was all finally starting to make sense. She could suddenly see how this low-frequency energy was creating her reality. And this realization inspired me to do things differently, to make decisions from a place of love, even if it doesn't logically add up. Because love teaches you to shift your perspective and invest in what your heart wants. But it's tough because you don't know how to get what it wants. It's also new and foreign. Thus, faith and trust is the key to getting what you want. But the process can be hard, slow, methodical, because in essence you are dying. The ego is dying every time you say no to what you think you should do, and giving up control makes him feel powerless over you, and that's the point. But that's the point. At this point in the quest, you don't want him interfering in your daily practice, because time is precious. Every second counts. Time is of the essence, and you have a lot of work to do. Jumping off the plane is just the tip. Going no contact is a process, and the narcissist is still entangled in your process, because it takes time to disconnect. So he's still in your head, reading your mind, affecting who you think you are. Can you see how much he hates who you are? Imagine feeling that way about yourself, and imagine feeling that way about you and what that will cause you to do. It will weigh you down like crazy glue. So mental discipline will be necessary. And this will be hard to do because, again, he still has a stronghold on you, telling you how to feel, what to do. That's why you have so much doubt. But if you commit to the regimen, you can override him. Patience is key. Pro tip, be the tree. Talk a lot about this stuff inside Pro Tip, so be sure to subscribe to the Our Stories Project and come back often. Have a taste. Pro Tips taste great, like banana cream cheesecake. So smooth and moist, so rich and delicious. Who doesn't want to feel like this? So again, come by often. Dive in. Until next time, the end.